Lawmakers investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol are cheering a legal victory today. A federal judge ruled last night that they can get key Trump administration documents about meetings and conversations that took place in the days leading up to January 6th. Trump lawyers had argued executive privilege prevented that, and they'd appealed the judge's decision. Washington Post congressional correspondent and Daily 202 co-anchor Jackie Alemani is here. And Jackie, what are these papers that House investigators wanted and Trump wanted to keep secret?
Hey, Robin, thanks so much for having me. This ruling is pretty important for the committee. If the select committee investigating the January 6th insurrection does ultimately get a hold of these 800 pages of documents that former President Trump has sought to withheld, they'll come on Friday, and they include things such as White House visitor and calls and call logs that are really unavailable elsewhere other than through this document dump from the National Archives and Records Administration.
And you say if they do get to see them, because as we said, President Trump has appealed this ruling. We remember President Nixon, a sitting president, said that he had executive privilege over the Watergate tapes. That went all the way to the Supreme Court. So what are the next steps?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robin. And a person close to former President Trump told The Washington Post that they expected to lose this ruling, at least. It's more than likely that the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is going to once again deny the stay that has been requested, the appeal by the former president, which means that NARA could move to release these documents to the committee by Friday. But it is also possible, as you just noted, that this is going to be escalated all the way to the Supreme Court. It's a make or break week for the Select Committee here.
Well, to be clear, can, you know, people, lawmakers and the public see these documents while they're being appealed?
That is a question that remains up in the air. We've been talking to lawyers throughout this entire process, some of whom are, you know, very experienced in congressional investigations, who believe that because President Biden has waived executive privilege, that NARA can, in fact, release these documents to the committee because they have enough power to do so. There are others, though, who believe that if there is an injunction or that Trump is continuing to seek to block it, that while that process is ongoing, they cannot release those documents. So that is something that we're playing by ear and that the committee's playing by ear as well. I just got off the phone with them this morning, and it's something that they are also watching closely.
Wow. Well, all of this comes a day after the House committee issued more subpoenas for Trump aides like former White House advisor Stephen Miller. What is this, you know, not a flood, but certainly a lot of subpoenas. What does it tell you about the pace of this investigation?
Right. It's been a good week and a bad week for the committee. I think this ruling obviously is a positive development in terms of them trying to get closer to accessing some of the information that they need in order to provide this comprehensive account of what actually happened on January 6th. But they did issue 16 subpoenas this week, which indicates that there is not a high level of cooperation from some of those who are closest to Trump, people who are in the room, in the Oval Office, in the White House, in the days and months leading up to the insurrection and on January 6th itself, when the violence was playing out in real time. Some of these people, especially those who were subpoenaed yesterday, continue to remain close to President Trump. A number of these people actually still work for the former president. So it's hard to see the incentive here for these people to cooperate, especially since we have not yet heard from Attorney General Merrick Garland on whether or not he is going to actually prosecute the contempt referral that made it to the DOJ for Steve Bannon last month. So that decision, I think, is also going to sway whether or not the latest round of witnesses who have been subpoenaed will cooperate.
Yeah, top aide Steve Bannon was also subpoenaed. He refused to testify and as you say, has a contempt against him. This investigation into the insurrection is driven almost entirely by Democrats. How have Republicans responded to the judge's ruling that the documents can be seen?
We actually haven't seen that many responses from Republicans at the moment. Many of the House members are out of town right now. They're at home. They have a work period on the ground in their districts with constituents. And this is not something we've been finding has been cropping up in conversation amongst a lot of voters, despite the keen interest in Washington, D.C. But I think you've seen a lot of Republicans try to, you know, keep their distance from this investigation. You do have the Vice Chair Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, two Republicans who are helping lead this investigation. That is worth noting. It is technically bipartisan. There are also a number of Republicans who are on the Select Committee investigative staff, people like Denver Riggleman and John Wood, a former attorney, acting attorney general under George Bush. And these people are also playing an important role in this fact-finding mission. Mm-hmm. We have heard from the former president. He released a statement condemning the quote-unquote unselect committee yesterday. Mm-hmm. But again, we haven't heard much from people who are currently in top leadership positions in the party.
Jackie Alemany, congressional correspondent for The Washington Post, live there in Washington, D.C., where it got very buzzy for a while there with the helicopters going.
Sorry about that.
No problem. That's your working. Jackie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.